Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Ah, the garden in spring, life renewing everywhere you look. Come to see by going to southcoastbotanicgarden.org for reservations. And keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. As you enter the garden, the vibrant natural colors of the garden pop out at you and immediately lift your spirits. Just around the administration building and under the huge coral tree is a corner garden of alstroemeria that are really just beginning to bloom. Also known as Lily of the Incas, these make long-lasting cut flowers. If you wander around Palm Circle and onto the gravel path that leads along the side of the children's garden, it is just a bit overgrown with pincushion flowers and looks like a storybook picture. In the children's garden, you'll notice the radiant red rose that tumbles around the house. Also blooming just now is the pink hollyhock. A plant that historically was used for culinary and medicinal purposes was also known in Victorian flower language to symbolize the circle of life, ambition, fertility, and abundance. Just next to the little well is a beautiful lantana bush. The lantana is a favorite with butterflies and hummingbirds and produces flowers in umbels. Since the flowers generally change color, or at least the shade of the color, as they age, the lantana always has an interesting multicolored character. You can keep them blooming for long periods by pruning them back a bit during the spring and summer. When you leave the children's garden, walk across the quad to the sundial. Just to the side is a huge mound of dikia. These bromeliads have an orange flower that the bees and hummingbirds love, and the clumping habit of the plant sends up multiple spires of bell-shaped bloom that will last for weeks. If you walk through the lower meadow, the roses that flank the gazebo are truly coming into their own just now. And see if you can spot the dragonfly in the garden there under the olive tree, which is also in bloom. If you take the walkway towards the Bohannon Rose Garden, along the left side is another fine patch of alstroemeria, but along the right side, the oriental iris and the dramatic hot orange canna are blooming. As soon as you get to Tram Road, you'll see the sparkle and shine floribunda roses that line the roadway and guide you to the entrance of the Rose Garden. The Rose Garden is a riot of bloom, and while all the roses are wonderful, a few to look for are the yellow flowers edged in blush pink of the Love and Peace hybrid tea rose, the snowy white of Gourmet Popcorn, a miniature bushy rose, or Stormy Weather, a wonderful red-violet bloom on a climbing rose that makes a beautiful garden divider. Also good to see right now are the last blooms of the peonies. See both the hot pink little darling and the soft yellow tinged in pink of the pastel splendor peonies. You can meander into the Garden of the Senses from here, and your senses will be bowled over by the pittosporum, or mock orange, that is a ball of bloom and perfume. If you look closely, just under the curly willow across the walkway, you can catch the blooms of the Magnolia figo, or banana shrub, so named because the fragrance is akin to that of ripe bananas. If you saw the dikia, you should know there are many different bromeliads in the garden tucked in out-of-the-way spots. When you get down to the overlook, walk up Creek Road on the right side and you can see two other bromeliads with dramatically different blooms from the dikia. Same family tree, just different branches. Then head up along the walkway around the bottom of the dry lake bed and go left around the intersection to Alpine Lane and Star Pine Road to see the Queensland nut. This is actually a macadamia nut tree. It's in full flower just now, and the pendulous blooms are lovely and smell wonderful. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.